Now, of course, you know that today is the feast of Saint Benedict, my patron saint, and I would like to tell you briefly about his life, how Saint Benedict, who was born in the year 480, so a little more than 1,500 years ago, a long time ago, as a young man, followed God's inspirations and left the world, beginning when he was only 15 years old. And he lived a life like a hermit in prayer and penance, and then eventually started a monastery. Now, up until that time, there was no such thing in Europe as monasteries. There were some in the East and in Egypt, but not in Europe. There were monks who were like hermits that lived alone in their own little cell. But Saint Benedict started the idea of what we would call a monastery, a religious house of men living together and following a rule. And he wrote a book called The Rule of Saint Benedict to tell the monks how to live. Now, this was very providential because around that time, and in subsequent centuries, over the next several hundred years, there was a lot of change going on in Europe because there would be large waves of migrants sweeping across Europe. There were the Huns and the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths and the Vandals and all these different tribes that migrated westward because they wanted the fertile lands of Europe. And so there were these pagan peoples that were coming and settling, and there needed to be a civilizing force to teach them Christianity, to teach them good way of living, and so forth. And the monasteries did that. The monasteries were instrumental in civilizing Europe and in spreading and strengthening Christianity in Europe and converting the pagans. And I think of what was accomplished, which would be beyond our ability to understand. It's hard for us to understand how bad things were and what a tremendous boon the monasteries were for society. But that would not have happened without the rule of Saint Benedict. And so for hundreds of years, the Benedictine order became the civilizing force in Europe. Now, Saint Benedict died in the year 543. There were not other orders until after the year 1000, 500 to 600 years later. And then eventually in the 1200s, you had the Franciscans and the Dominicans. In the 16th century, the Jesuits. But for 500 or 600 years, the only religious order was the Benedictine order. And I once read, and I don't remember the numbers, I believe there were 33 popes who were Benedictine monks before they became pope, and canonized saints, literally thousands of saints. But that doesn't count the many who have never been canonized, hundreds of thousands, millions, not just of Benedictine monks and nuns living their religious life, and by means of that and following the rule, sanctifying themselves. But what about all the lay people that are in heaven right now who are influenced by the monks and the nuns and the priests that were living the Benedictine rule? So all of this accomplished by one man. Saint Benedict is called the patron saint of Europe because of the influence he had over the entire continent. But then you think about, what if he had not followed God's call? God was calling him to leave the world, to become a religious, to live the life of a hermit, and then eventually led him to found monasticism and to write his rule. But what if he never corresponded with God's grace? All of those people that were influenced by one man would not have been so influenced. Thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of souls that are in heaven right now wouldn't be there if it weren't for him. Following God's grace, God's call, doing what God was leading him to do. So we need to think about that we are on this earth, not just to sanctify ourselves and get to heaven, but also by doing so, we will influence others. And we want to lead others also to heaven. But it starts with us doing God's will, living our holy Catholic faith, being faithful in our prayer life, and then giving the good example that will lead others to God. Saint Benedict, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.